Hey there, listeners. Dennis Genutsis here from the Leadership is Changing podcast. Great to have you here with me. Look, I get asked a lot of questions by people about what they should be doing to help them succeed in a new role. So they've just been promoted or they're looking for a new role and they've just started it, right? But how can they be successful? And I talked to them about a great book out there called The First 90 Days. It's a proven strategies for getting up to speed faster and smarter by Michael D. Watkins. So in today's episode, I'm going to cover off a summary of the key strategies for maximizing impact and effectiveness in the first 90 days of a new role. Let's discuss.
Welcome to Leadership is Changing. Each week, we and our guests provide information and insights through exploring leading change. This is taking your leadership to another level by finding the balance between executive excellence and personal well-being through stories that inspire real change. It's time to adapt in our fast-moving world when leadership is changing with your host, Dennis Giannoutsos.
Hey there, listeners. Welcome to the Ask Dennis episode. This is a freestyle episode where I'm asked a question by our listeners or I share my thoughts, experiences, and insights from working with many leaders around the globe. As I said in my introduction, I get asked by people about what they should be doing to help them succeed in a new role. This could be as a result of them actually being promoted, or they actually go in there and go off to start a new role, maybe in a new organization as well. I talked to them about a great book, and it's The First 90 Days by Michael D. Watkins. And the book stands out really as an important guide for navigating the critical transition periods. So that's that transition going from the old role into a new role, the old organization into a new organization. That really helps define leaders' success. Today's episode, I'm going to cover off a summary of those key strategies to really help you maximize the impact and effectiveness in your first 90 days in the new role. Now, the book and its materials really starts to work around the concept that the initial 3 months in a new position, pivotal, really important for you to think about. Now, it's really for you to make your mark. It's really for you to say, I'm here, but also where you're doing things and you're setting yourself up for success as well. Now, throughout that period of time, those 90 days, the new leader can lay down a solid foundation for future success, or they can set or sow the seeds for possible future problems that may be coming up in the future, and they're sowing in the seeds of solutions today to help resolve those. Now, the author emphasizes the transitions are periods of maybe you being vulnerable or having that vulnerability, since it really is important that you as a leader adapt to new people, new culture, performance expectations, but you do it quickly and you do it rapidly, right? And that's hence why it's important for you to do it in your first 90 days. Okay, so he introduces some key strategies in the book and tools as well to really help you manage that transition effectively. Here's number one, prepare yourself. Before starting the new role, understand the challenges ahead and ensure that you are mentally and emotionally prepared. I'll also add another one as well. Also be physically prepared as well. And this really involves maybe you doing a self-assessment to help you align your personal strengths and weaknesses with the demands of what the new position is going to include or involve. That's number one, prepare yourself. Number two is accelerate your learning. Not just learn, accelerate it. So the author encourages leaders to quickly come up to speed with the new environment by engaging in active learning about the organization's cultures, politics, and key stakeholders, key influences. And you can do that by asking great questions, but also listen a lot. But the author provides a framework for helping you diagnose business situations that can help you develop more in the understanding of the organization. So number two, accelerate your learning. Number three, match strategy to situation. So understanding the business context is going to be critical for determining the right strategy going forward. So what the author does here, he outlines different scenarios a leader might encounter, whether it be a startup, or whether it be a turnaround, whether it be an organization that needs to realign or sustain success as well. And he offers specific strategies for each of these different scenarios. Number four, secure early wins. If you can, at an early stage, have success, that's going to help you build credibility and momentum. The author talks about and advises focusing on achievable objectives in the short term that align with the long-term goals. That starts to demonstrate the value in the building a supportive coalition. Now, the important thing here is this, is that is there low-hanging fruit that you can put in place that are going to start to help you have those secure those early wins. Number five, negotiate success. By you building good relationships with one's new boss, it's going to be really crucial for you. And the author talks about insights on how to align expectations and secure critical resources. That's number five, negotiate success. Number six is achieve alignment. The alignment of strategy, structure, systems, and skills is vital for an organizational effectiveness. And so leaders should really assess the alignment and make necessary adjustments to support the strategic objectives. In other words, there may be some things lacking. There might be some gaps. So what are some things you might need to tweak? Number seven is build your team. Now, if you can assemble a strong team, then that's going to be really essential. That's really important for you to do. The author discusses strategies for evaluating team members, building the trust, and fostering a supportive team culture. Number eight, create coalitions. So successful leaders need the support of key stakeholders, key influencers. And so the author emphasizes the importance of identifying and building alliances both within and outside the organization. The way I call it, it is about you building strategic relationships inside your organization, outside the organization, inside the industry, and outside the industry as well. Number nine, keep your balance. So managing the transition can be demanding on you. So the author highlights the importance of maintaining that personal balance to avoid burnout and assure sustained performance. I think if you can start to set the intent, the context, the way that you want to work going forward, you can do that in a new role and you can do it and set it in your first 90 days. Number 10, which is the final point, is expedite everyone. So leaders can help their teams navigate the transitions, foster a culture of agility and continuous learning. If you can help everyone move forward, that's going to really help everyone. So the first 90 days book is full of some case studies and examples and checklists that make the concepts really accessible, but also actionable. In other words, you can do something with it. It's actually practical, which is brilliant. Now, the author's strategies are not only just a blueprint for individual leaders, but also serve as a guide for the organizations looking to support their leaders through transitions as well. Listeners, it's a must read for anyone looking to lead effectively through change, offering timeless insights that's going to be really applicable across all levels and the industry. So call to action time. There's a couple of actually call to actions. One is for you to get a copy of the book, the first 90-day book as well, and work through the material and the templates, the checklist and everything he's got there for you. The second call to action is the PDF guide that I have. It's download the 10 ways to lead in today's world. I want you to review the document, 10 main themes and 42 strategic insights. Understand where you stand with each of the main themes and what you need to work on, and start to pull together a plan and start to focus on it by executing it as well. Hey, listeners, that's it for this episode. It's always a pleasure being with you. Thanks for joining me on the Leadership is Changing podcast. Until next time, bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Leadership is Changing with your host, Dennis Giannoutsos. Each week, we and our guests provide information and insights through exploring leading change, inspiring executives and leaders to adapt and lead a bigger game in a fast-moving world.